If you don't know how to do it, welcome back to the show, Evan Bree, on this Tuesday morning. Thank you so much for being here. I just was telling the story of our family history growing up on the farm, the relationship we have with many people who the community, Pipikis' First Nation, literally borders our farm, the land. We share a fence. And so it's quite interesting. Through the years, we've had some great relationships. So I just tell the story on the air, and then we get a few texts in from people saying, that reminds me of, whether it's my family's story. I got a text here from Julie in Melford saying, a very good friend of mine started building a fly-in fishing lodge in the far north of Saskatchewan in the mid-70s. He soon made friends with local Indigenous trappers in the area. They lived up there year-round. They would help him build his lodge. They guided for him for many years. In return, he would fly in supplies for them. You can imagine he had his own Cessna 180. So you can imagine getting supplies into the remote north, especially back then. I mean, I think it's gotten better, but it's probably still a challenge. So that would be good. They built a great relationship. And to this day, he still hires children and grandchildren of the original people that he met to be fishing guides and to work. So it's a great relationship, and I appreciate Julie sharing the story. So I'm excited to have this next guest on. I was flipping through the channels one night, and I came upon a show called Wild Rose Vets. I had no idea what it was about, but essentially what it is, it's an APTN series that follows Indigenous veterinarians as they care for animals. But they also, of course, talk about heritage and culture as part of the show. It was a great watch. Little did I know that not long into the future, I would be talking with one of the stars of the show. If you love heartwarming stories about animals, this is a great recommendation for you. Again, it's called Wild Rose Vets. Documentary series follows Indigenous veterinarians working in different communities across Canada, highlights the incredible work, the incredible leaders they are leading in a field where, because they're all three of them are women, where their voices are rarely seen or heard. But this is a great way to shine a light on this. And one of the great leaders on this show is a veterinarian by the name of Dr. Allison Hay. You might know that name because if you go to the Forest Grove Veterinary Clinic in Saskatoon, Dr. Hay, one of the main vets there, and I'm happy to say that we've got her joining us by phone today, Dr. Allison Hay. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
I mentioned to you briefly off air, I'm a big fan of the show Wild Rose Vets. I know season two just premiered. You really come across as an animal lover, which I think everybody wants in a vet. Have you always had this passion for animals?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for that. I, from being a little kid, I've always had a passion for animals. Going back through my scrapbooks as a kid, basically all the photos have me sitting with pets or being around pets. So I would say, yeah, it's a pretty deep-rooted passion of mine.
So you've been doing this work for a short while. You also are going and giving back and mentoring and helping students. And it appears to me, at least watching the show, that you also draw a lot of value from that, helping young up-and-coming veterinarians.
Yeah, I love working with students. I had a lot of great mentors before I became the vet that I am today. And I think that mentorship is super important. And it just brings me a lot of joy to, you know, work with students, and especially in those spay neuter events where day one, maybe they're really nervous. They've never done a spay by themselves before. And by the end of the weekend, they just have so much confidence. It's a really great feeling.
I mean, that's part of what I love about the show. It's everything. It's surgeries. It's clipping nails. It's taking porcupine quills out. It literally is, I would say, just a really good preview of what a typical day could look like for a veterinarian.
Yeah, it's funny. As you were saying that, I was literally thinking of like, yep, those are all things that we could do every day. I think like the scope of what we do sometimes is not really well known. So the show did a really good job of like, yeah, there's a lot that you might not think of that you're like even general practitioner family vet does.
It's an incredible show. Wild Rose Vets is the name of the show. Dr. Allison Hay is my guest. Was it no hesitation when you had the opportunity to be part of this production?
It was a lot of hesitation. I actually, when they first reached out to me, I had every intention to listen to their spiel and then politely decline. That's exactly what I went into that conversation planning to do. But the more that they shared with me of what their goal is and what the show might look like, the more that really aligned with my values. So highlighting Indigenous women in the workplace and putting us in a positive headline is one thing. And then two, just highlighting that human animal bond and how it comes in so many different forms and all the beautiful stories that I get to see every day as a vet, you know, getting to share that with other folks. That was all something that resonated with me. So I did say yes, but no, it was not always a dream of mine.
It's to our benefit that you did. You're great on the show, Dr. Hay. So let's talk a little bit about your heritage. I know your mom is from a small community in Yukon, but you didn't grow up in that culture. I've heard your story. Your mom was part of the 60s scoop. Can you talk about how your story, your mom's story, has shaped the person you are today?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So my mom, like you said, was a 60s scoop baby. She did not grow up with her culture. And me and my brother growing up, we knew that we were Bunuk Gwich'in. That's the group that we're from. And it's from a little community in the Yukon called Old Crow. It's actually way up in the Arctic Circle. But ever since I knew about that, I've had a really strong drive to learn about my heritage and my culture. But I felt really isolated. I felt really, you know, I didn't know how to go about it. And it was really scary for me because I didn't want to just join into things. I grew up in Calgary, Alberta, so nowhere near Old Crow. And so I was always really scared that, you know, this isn't my exact community. Maybe they don't want me there. Maybe, you know, maybe things will just go really poorly. And so I had this huge draw to learn about it. And through this show, I kind of took my first steps to reclaiming that. And I have to say that I've been greeted with nothing but love and welcoming from no matter where I go. And so I kind of look back and wish that I had started that journey sooner. Mm-hmm. But that's a little bit about my culture.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing. Dr. Allison Hay is my guest. The show, of course, Wild Rose Vets. We're into season two. Can you talk, Dr. Hay, about how your Indigenous heritage, which you are very proud of, factors into your life as a vet?
And so another great question. So I'd say that my Indigenous heritage and me being a vet, some things that I've always viewed kind of differently is having an understanding that pets might have a different relationship with their owners and that that's not necessarily good or bad. I've worked with a variety of working dogs. I've worked with pets who spend most of their life outside. They're not coming in. They may not have a fenced yard that they go home to. But that doesn't mean that they're not loved and cared for, right? And I think that sometimes we look at that of, oh, this dog isn't going inside, or this dog isn't contained to one yard, and so obviously they're neglected. And that's just not the case the majority of the time, is that these are really loved, cherished pets or working animals. And so I'd say that's kind of a one of the things that it's allowed me to see.
You're obviously an animal lover. It comes across in the show. And as I've said now already, who wouldn't want a vet that loves animals, loves their job? As a pet owner myself, that is what you look for. Have you got pets of your own?
Yeah, I have one cat. Her name is Tippy. I call her my soul cat because I love her very, very much. And I have a dog as well. His name is Daniel. He's a Greyhound Border Collie. He is also very loved, but he knows who is the preferred pet.
Dr. Allison Hay is my guest, a vet at Forest Grove Veterinary Clinic in Saskatoon, featured on Wild Rose Vets. I'm curious to ask, are there any moments from filming that you know, sometimes we'll see from TV shows a blooper reel. There's got to be some stuff that doesn't make the show, but it's kind of funny behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, man. Yes. As soon as you started asking that, things reel through my mind. And of course, I want to keep it, you know, PG.
Of course.
Gene Bradley. I would say a number of times. I'm trying to think of good ones to share now that I'm thinking of it. just like a lot of the times, if like film crew folks are getting squeamish about a particular surgery or something, and so they're like trying to step out or asking me to warn them about something, or, you know, we had one incident where various folks screamed out because they weren't anticipating the blood that would come from an event. But I don't know. I'm trying to think of like particularly good ones, but to be totally honest with you, the filming happens quite a ways back. So the last time folks were filming in my clinic would have been August 2024. So it's been a little while since folks have been in there.
Do you sit down and watch the shows, Allison?
I have seen some of the episodes. I'm a pretty shy person. It's still a lot for me to watch myself on TV. I do review all of the footage before, just to make sure that like technically it makes sense and that medically we're all on the same page. And I will say that like I'm always pleasantly surprised that I think the show does a really good job of highlighting what an experience at Forest Grove that would be like. What you see on TV is very similar to what you're going to have in clinic. And I've been really honored to hear from my clients that when they watch it on TV, that they tell their friends and family of like, that's it. When you go there, that's exactly what happens. And so that always warms my heart because they did a really good job capturing that.
It's a great testament to you, to your demeanor and the way you portray yourself. It's an important job being a vet. You're dealing with families and their loved ones. It doesn't matter that it's a pet. It's still a family member, and I think you do a great job. Before we let you go, Dr. Hay, what do you hope people take away from watching Wild Rose Vets?
You know, there's a lot of things I hope that they take away, but the big ones would be, one, just seeing how animals can impact people's lives. And like you said, seeing that they are a family member. They're more than just kind of an inanimate creature wandering about the house. They are very much a treasured part of the family. But two, I hope that my story kind of comes through and gives anybody else who shares a similar story of not being raised in their culture, but being curious about it, giving them the opportunity to see that going to various events is going to be a positive experience. And so giving them the courage to do that, because I wish I had started my journey sooner. And I know that my story of my mom being a 60s scoop baby is not a unique one. And so just, you know, wanting to reach out to more people that way as well.
Ton of respect for you professionally and personally, because you watch the show, you feel like you get to know you as a person as well. Dr. Hay, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Dr. Allison Hay, she's a veterinarian at Forest Grove Veterinary Clinic in Saskatoon, and featured on, as we've talked about, the APTN series Wild Rose Vets. If you don't get APTN, you can always go online and find the episodes there as well. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.